Season 2 of Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voiceover Voice. Hello, I'm Peter Stewart. So, welcome to the show. This is episode 2, being the 2nd of January. And what are we going to be talking about over the next couple of weeks? Well, we're starting a whole new topic, which is fortunate. At the start of the year, we're going to be talking about the speed of the read. We're talking about pacing and pausing. So all sorts of things to do with your read rate, what the average read rate is, changing your read rate, and also looking at a couple of the extremes. So the faster read and why you may talk fast, and also why you may talk slow, the kind of reasons behind that, both as far as society goes, but also the circumstances in which a director may say to you, can you pick up the pace? Can you slow it down? How do you talk to time, for example? And also about those pesky kind of terms and conditions that you sometimes hear gabbled at the end of adverts. How much information is in those last few seconds? Should you be able to read that fast? What is the skill involved in doing that? What are the legal implications if people don't actually understand what it is that you're saying? So the fast and the slow, and also a few exercises to rehearse fast reading and slow reading too. And also things like back timing. Not so much for commercial reads, but certainly for broadcasters and perhaps podcasters as well. How do you talk to time? Not just for 30 seconds, for example, we do cover that, but also how, if you're doing, say, an hour-long radio program, how do you make sure you finish right on 59:59 at the end of that hour? What are some of the tricks and tips for doing that? We've also got some information about the fastest people can speak, and also looking at what the average word rate is. But then we move on to the slowest possible word rate, which is silence, which is the pause, and the reasons that you may want to pause, how it helps with things like aiding understanding and aids intonation, and also you can pause before significant content or after significant content to let it sink in, how silence can help tell a story, and how also silence can say something that maybe you can't actually put into words. You also use pauses, we've spoken about this before, on series one of the podcast. It's an intonational device that is used either side of things like quotes or brackets, parentheses and subclauses. And it's also used as what I call a seesaw fulcrum to say something's happening over there and something's happening over here. You can also use it as a rhetorical device. You can use it to show quality or to add to a visual description. And of course, there's pauses in comic timing. And as far as timing goes, we're going to be talking about what the difference is between pauses and silence and pregnant pause and dead air and all sorts of things. We're going to be talking about pauses. You didn't know there was so much in it, did you? And also silence in different cultures, how that can be used in different ways as well. And maybe if you're in a podcast with several people, you'll be interested in our episode, which I've already written. It's already upcoming. And that's about pausing in teamwork. So how can you make sure that other people recognise that you want a pause to be left at a certain part of your conversation? All sorts of stuff coming up over the next few weeks as we look at the speed of the read on Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voiceover Voice. So hopefully you'll be staying with me over the next few weeks, whether you're involved with broadcasting, maybe it's training, maybe it's community or hospital radio, university radio, maybe you're a trainer or a trainee, maybe you're studying broadcast journalism or presentation skills. I know that people listen to the podcast from across the world. I know we've got listeners in dozens and dozens of countries, and we've got some terrific download rates. So that's really, really appreciated. Some of those are professional broadcasters. Some of them are podcasters, as the name of the show might suggest. And also voiceover artists as well. I know that some of the most important, prolific people in the voiceover world have contacted me to say, I listen to your daily podcast. Thank you so much for the information which you're giving out for free. So whoever you are, wherever you are, how long you've been listening for. Hopefully you're going to be staying with me in season two, 2022, of Get a Better Broadcast podcast and Voice Over Voice. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.